Is it true? You know everything about a person by touching them here.
Not everything. He's got more inside of him than any man I've ever met.
Who are you looking for?
William Shakespeare.
I have no talent for waiting.
The women in my family see things.
What do you see?
I see a landscape. Oceans.
You're having twins, my girl.
Undiscovered countries. What do you wish to do, Hamlet?
I shall be one of father's players.
Will you be brave?
Yes.
Will you be brave?
Please! When shall we three meet again?
Our children's hearts beat. They smile, play. Never forget for a moment.
Mama.
They may be gone.
Mama.
My boy.
He lives not. You should go to London. That place in your head. It is now more real to you than anywhere else.
I am myself indifferent.
I am myself indifferent on it. Again.
Do you not wonder what is in it?
In what?
The play.
What shall I do?
Keep your heart open. Look.
Die. To sleep. Perchance to dream.
What do you see?
Yeah, there you go. Powerful sounding stuff. That is the trailer for the movie Hamnet, which is featuring, of course, our own Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal. They've been nominated for Golden Globe Awards for the acclaimed drama Hamnet. The Irish stars among acting nominees for their roles in Chloe Zhao's film, the adaptation of Maggie O'Farrell's book about William Shakespeare, his wife Agnes, and their son Hamnet. Mescal nominated for Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role in a Motion Picture Drama, while Jesse Buckley is among the Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture Drama nominees. That's all part of the Golden Globes 2026, which takes place in early January, announced yesterday. And with me on the line to talk about this a bit more is Tim Buckley, Jesse's father. Tim, thanks for talking to us this morning. Listen, congratulations. It's a great achievement.
It's an amazing achievement, and it's fantastic just to see, perchance to dream, as it says there, you know. So, you know, you think of the little girl growing up here or whatever, and the dream she had, and I don't think anything like that could have even entered into the orbit of her thoughts at the time. So it came one step after the other, and it's just fantastic that two great Irish actors have got a nomination at the same time. And as man says, they're as rare as hen's teeth. I think there's been five Irish actors nominated for Golden Globes before, so in total. So when you get two in the one go, it's a rare feat indeed.
Yeah, it certainly is. And for one movie, did you know when did she know when you talked to her about the movie? How I suppose you never know how good a movie is going to turn out until you see the finished product, or maybe until you start working on it, Tim, but that it might reach these levels of this sort of nomination.
You know, the thing about Jessie, when she's doing work, she never tells you anything, you know, and everything is left as a last minute surprise. So, but you kind of get a sense of the feeling that she's working with good people, and, you know, all these things are a massive team effort. And, you know, like any football team or anything like that, when you have a good coach or a good producer in charge of it, it sets the tone, sets the atmosphere, and everything else then follows from that. And, you know, you're given permission to kind of dig deep and, you know, find. But, I mean, it's amazing, too, when you think that two Irish actors are playing two quintessential English heroic bards and figures as well, like William Shakespeare and his wife Agnes, or Anna Hathaway, we kind of learned her in school, and as well as that, there's an Irish author as well involved, of course, with Maggie O'Farrell, and there's a lot of other Irish actors. One of the children was an Irish girl, David Wilmot. Another Irish actor was her dad in it. So there's big Irish involvement in the thing, and you know, we like kind of subtly flying the Irish flag whenever we can. But I think the work stands up for itself as well, and you know, it's nice to go into a film as well, be educated, be transposed, and also kind of everybody carries a little bit of grief inside themselves as well. So it's one of those kind of rare films that you can kind of cry your own tears through the little window that the film allows you to enter into your own little private space.
The experience of the characters.
That's where the magic occurs, you know. And I mean, theatre or musicals or film, you know, at their best, they are those magical moments when the lights are dimmed and you can just kind of float off into your own little headspace and step aside from the world. And it's one of those special films, and it's great that somebody from here that grew up here or whatever, that was reared by the village here, kind of went to her little music classes and her swimming classes and her football or whatever as well, you know, that everything is possible, you know, things are absolutely.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it seems the movie's released, general release in February of next year, February 2026. So a lot of people are very eager to watch it. It seems like the Shakespeare is obviously a central character in films and literature, but that this story is very much a story of both of them, and particularly Jesse's character, his wife, and what she goes through with their story of losing their child and supporting him in what he went on to be in his life.
Yeah, it's you know, the incubation chamber of where these writers find their inspiration, and you know, it's that old adage where if you want to write about something, you know, look inside yourself first or whatever, and then you find the metaphors to kind of translate that into great literature or whatever. And you know, before the words psychology or psychiatry or anything like that, you know, he had that uncanny ability to enter into the human psyche in so many forms through his own journeys. And that's what makes the film so fascinating as well. And Chloe Zhao, the director, you know, she's very in tune with nature, humanity, all the spirit worlds as well. They did a lot of work on dreams and everything like that before they even entered in the thing. So it's and all those little small things, the details to bring out the character, you know, come to the fore in a very subtle way and very human way. And it's a human story at the end of the day as well, you know, about loss and grieving and creation and creating something through the hardships we endure. And I think everybody comes across those things in one form or another in life, you know.
Yeah, they certainly do. Look, it's gonna get great attention, obviously. Lots of people will be going to watch it. You know, you hear Golden Globes and Tim, you're automatically thinking Oscars. It doesn't always work out that way, but at the same time, there's a lot of talk about her and her performance as well. But I know she's probably not going to be worried about that. She's just obviously happy with the work and delighted to be doing what she loves doing. And like you said, working with really good people. Whatever happens afterwards, I suppose, is just what happens afterwards. You can't really control it. All you can do is do your work and enjoy it and try and work with the best people.
Exactly. But look, I mean, any work, it needs an audience, you know. And there's so many people and so many films out there or whatever. And, you know, to get the next job, you kind of need to get people in to watch the work that you did before. And it's hard for independent filmmakers. It's hard for everybody. So, you know, this is just an affirmation of work well done. It's also, you know, will encourage people to go back into the cinema, which is a great thing, and see it kind of in that public space. And I think, You know, in this day and age, we live in very isolated worlds where we can get all these things streamed into our homes and everything like that. But there still is something very special about going out to the cinema, experiencing something in that group.
The communal atmosphere.
Yeah, the communal atmosphere. And I think, you know, it's, I mean, Killarney was always a fantastic cinema growing spot or whatever. And, you know, those little things, they nurture the dreams, they nurture creators, but they also just help us all trundle through the lives that we lead. And it's a cheap night out in many ways, but it's something that, you know, we should think about more often, of making the effort to going out there and seeing it on the big screen with good sound. And it does make a difference, and it should be encouraged, you know.
Yeah, 100% it should. Well, lots of people will need no more encouragement now than going to see Jesse in this sort of a movie when it comes out in February. Tim, we're out of time, but brilliant. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to me, but congratulations again this morning.
Okay, me and Margaret, Terry, thanks very much, and thanks to all the people.
That's great. That's Tim Buckley there with us on the line.